To the Ether. Today is Thursday, January 13th, 2022. This episode of the Ether is brought to you by me. Do you want to be a sponsor for Terra Spaces and be a part of the first 7 sponsors of Terra Spaces? Come sponsor Terra Public Radio. We're only going to take 7, and then that's it. No more sponsors until one drops off or dies or something. And then, you know, we'll take another one. But I think this is pretty important, what we're doing, documenting these spaces. This stuff would just be lost to the ether, I think, if we weren't here doing this. Even if you do record on Twitter, it sounds like shit. And it's only there for 30 days. Then it's gone. We're trying to build something a little more permanent. So if you want to support that, get a hold of us, terraspaces.org. You can email finn@terraspaces.org. Yeah, reach out. We need $1,000 a month from 7 different projects to support us, and that will make us sustainable past the initial year that Mr. Doquan kindly funded us for. So we definitely appreciate your support. Today on the Ether, we have a little Spectrum Protocol chit-chat hosted by Tatted Up Tech 13. Let's take a listen.
All right, so we got a few people in here. I'll just start talking a little bit, and we'll just wait a little bit before we get into the other stuff. And if you guys want to speak, just let me know. So I'm looking at the staking pools, and the no lock is back down to 700,000 stakes. So I think somebody took out about somebody or a few people, however many. Looks like about a little less than 500,000 spec came out of the no lock staking. 30-day lock looks about the same. We were at like 70, just under 72% staked a few days ago. Now it's 61.85. Not a huge difference. Spec price is still looking pretty good, barely went down. I think there's going to be a bunch of unlocks on the 30-day staking coming up here pretty soon. It'll be interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, the numbers seem pretty good so far.
Yeah. All right, so I guess we might as well get into it. They are recording it for those that miss it. So we're going to talk a little bit about the spec tokenomics, what's been going on with that, what happened recently, what's currently happening. So the situation basically is about 2 weeks ago, SPEC put forth a proposal to improve the tokenomics. And their idea to do that is burn about half of the new emissions of SPEC going forward and also pay out SPEC stakers in UST or AUST. So while your rewards are accruing in there, they're accumulating that 20% interest, 19.5% interest for Maker. Now, the thing with the burns is they went into the 30-day lock staking to generate yield before they get burned. So the burns haven't even started yet, as far as I can tell. This was put out on December 14th. Let's see when the proposal was passed. 2 weeks ago. So the earliest we'd be seeing burns is the 14th. It looks like we've probably got like another couple weeks before those tokens even, that token burn even starts to take effect. In the inner rim, there was a proposal put forward, Tokenomics Improvement 2. Now, this proposal was not by the team. It was by the community. It was very popular. It got votes. And there was no code submitted with it. They just copied and pasted what the previous stuff was. Their idea was to increase performance fees by 3%. This would all go to 30-day stakers. Increase the deposit fee by 0.1% with the increased amount paid as bonus to 30-day stakers, and reduce the controller fee by 0.25% and give it to Angel Protocol. So not all of those made it into the new tokenomics improvement, but the team did see that the spec users wanted more out of the tokenomics. So they went ahead and started coding that on their own and then put forth their own proposal And that's the one that's currently going on right now. It's already passed at 15%, and it ends in 2 days. So what this proposal will actually do is increase the community fee by 3%. I'm pretty sure that's the performance fee. Increase the community fee by 3%. It doesn't say specifically go to 30-day lock stakers is in the community proposal. So increase community fee by 3%, add 180-day spec staking pool, which will be interesting to see exactly how they implement that, and redirect a deposit fee to stakers. So there's like a 0.1 deposit fee, I think. Currently, the community fee is 3%, so I'm pretty sure that's doubling to 6. So you should see your spec staking rewards pick up a little bit. And then the 180-day spec staking, that'll be interesting to see like how they work out like the APR between like no lock, 30-day lock, and 180-day lock. Since 6 months is like an eternity in the crypto world. So that's the improvements that will be happening in a couple of days. Those aren't live yet. So we should, those of you that are staking spec, you should see your earnings increase. They're down over the past few days. We were getting pretty good APR there in the beginning. Now it's down to 12.13%. So a lot of people are looking at that and being like, well, why would I put that there instead of, you know, just buy some spec, wait for it to go up, sell it, or put in the LP, be earning more spec. And we're definitely doing both. We're definitely doing both, but there's a lot more to consider than that. So first of all is like the team. I really like can't give these guys enough recognition. Like they are busy, like constantly just shipping. Like if you look at like the proposals, there's a new one for Astroport, Orion, UST, VKR, UST, and Apollo UST vaults. That'll be interesting to be farming Apollo on Spectrum. They put up one for the ANC UST vault, MIR UST vault, the tokenomics improvement. That one's technically still live. And then there's MIR, MKO, MJ&J, MP PayPal, and M Starbucks vaults. So like they're constantly adding new stuff. Recently, the Astroport vaults just went live. So you got like B Luna, Luna LP, Astroport, Astro UST LP, and Luna UST LP. So you have auto
delivery. It is incredible. It's absolutely really unseen. How big is the team currently?
As far as I know, so like, you know, I follow Spectrum. I'm in the Telegram, stuff like that. I'm not, you know, part of the team. They don't, you know, pass me any special tidbits or anything like that. Yeah, it's just a handful of guys. As far as I know, it's a pretty small team. But they just, since they released like the Astro vaults, there was a little bit confusion because the APY was basically just showing like the auto compound, but it wasn't including the swap fees. There was a little confusion around that. And so they went ahead and like within like a day or two, like updated the UI. So now if you go look at like the Luna UST LP, it'll say 10.68% APY, and that's in the pink. So that's what's auto compounding. And then it'll say beneath it, plus 24.7% trade fee. So those are the swap fees that you're also collecting on top of that, but they don't go back into the auto compound. I was a little confused when I first saw it because I'm like, trade fees, is that something else I'm paying? But it's not. They just,
that was a bit confusing.
Yeah, there was a lot of confusion in the Telegram about that. And there was a lot of talk recently too regarding that community vote for the tokenomics improvement, like kind of some concern that, you know, that vote passed so quickly, like, you know, we don't know whether it was official or like it wasn't malicious code, like the team looked at it and all that. But, you know, there was concern for the future. Like, what if someone just says, you know, amazing spec tokenomics improvement, put some malicious code in there and it passes. So there was some discussion in Telegram about what to do for that. And we might see some things coming up for that. Yeah, the team, they're small, they're constantly shipping, and like you don't hear about these guys constantly. They're probably like one of the most underhyped teams on Terra, and they're pretty early. I've been using them pretty early on. They were one of the earlier protocols that on Terra, places that you could even use your UST. But like just simply the time frame, like, you know, within 2 weeks, they've updated the tokenomics twice. Meanwhile, we have a lot of other bigger protocols on Terra that are kind of suffering in the tokenomics department. Just like they basically just have like dump tokenomics. And like I'm looking specifically at like Mine, ANC, and Psy. So like the problem is not like the protocol. Like Nexus is a great product. Like it does what it's supposed to. The protocol is great. Pylon, it's amazing. Like it's lossless investments, redirection of yield. Like the protocols work, and there's a ton of stuff built on these things, right? And then Anchor obviously is like kind of the core of everything on Terra, but like their tokens are just, you know, in a nosedive because there's basically no reason to hold on to these tokens. Like it's just like dump them and buy more Luna.
Yeah,
and
that's a big issue for sure, having the farm tokens with no use.
Yeah, and part of that is, right, like just the fact that Luna has such great tokenomics with its burn mechanism. So it's kind of like a big brother effect. It makes it a little bit hard to compete. But like I think Spectrum's like onto something really clever here between like implementing their own burn mechanism, like kind of taking their cue from Luna on that, and then like paying stakers in UST. Like I'm not getting paid in a token. I don't need to go dump this token. Like, you know, I've got cash flow incoming and I can use that to buy Luna dips or, you know, do whatever the hell I want. But the crazy thing about all this is like this isn't even everything on their roadmap. Like we still have the short farm coming up and the borrow farm. And basically what the short farm is going to be is I don't know if you guys are familiar with the delta neutral mirror strategy. It's basically where you take an asset and both long it and short it at the same time. And you kind of collect the premium up front and your assets like locked up for like a certain period of time. But what Spectrum's going to be doing is basically simplifying that. And then the borrow farm is going to be basically the same thing, except not limited to M assets. So like think delta neutral strategy, but with like basically any token, like delta neutral Luna, delta neutral Valkyrie, delta neutral ANC, like, you know, whatever you want, like, and also kind of like the ability to like short those assets as well. And like if you've been looking at the chart of Terra alts, like, you know, being able to short, you could actually make some pretty good money shorting Terra alts, especially right after they come out.
That's a huge opportunity and could drive traffic to Spectrum a lot with those farms.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, I'll open it up here for anyone else, anyone who's got like any questions on what we've been talking about. Maybe you missed something. Anything else you want to cover? No questions then. All right. Now there is a few other things coming up on Spectrum. I don't really want to talk about them too much until I fill in some more details. But one thing I will address is like Pylon's. If you go to Pylon Protocol's Twitter, their pinned tweet is in reference to DP tokens. So the last space I did was when the BSI DP was coming out, like right before it came out. And if you were able to get in there early, you were getting like 200% APR on basically a stable coin. And the first few people to deposit, I was getting like a great ARB on it. I was getting like a, you know, like an extra couple hundred BSI DP tokens for my deposit. And you can now, like when you're buying them, because if you sell them, it's for a slippage. But yeah, so if you got into the beginning, it was great. You were earning really fast. By the time like mainstream Twitter kind of got onto the degen box strategy, it would already been driven down to like, you know, 40% or something like that. And then when that dip happened, that was so ill timed because everybody was trying to withdraw at the same time, and you're basically paying like a 10% penalty for withdrawing early. So like the BSI thing, it's not a higher rate deposit account, and you know, it's barely worth using now. Like I would still use it on auto stake if you just want to like farm Psy rewards. If you still have your BSI in there, it's probably better just farm the Psy rewards. I expect those to turn around, and I do expect some of these other protocols like Mine and CSI to kind of take notice of these tokenomics improvements and start implementing something like that themselves. I know Nexus has been talking about being able to pay out in like more of the B assets, like B Luna or whatever. So that should be huge for them. And if they can, you know, translate that to the token, give us a reason to hold this token, like that's going to be even more monstrous. But the point of the pylon thing is there's going to be more of these DP token sale things where you where you're going to be able to lock up for 24 months. At the end of that 24 months, those tokens are still worth a dollar. So like if you're sitting in BSI right now and you're like, look, I got screwed. I entered when it was like 30% when, you know, so-and-so posted about it. Now I want to get them out and it's worth way less. If you hold on to those, they're still going to be worth a dollar. So like you want to use caution with these DP pools. Unless you're like, you know, first in, because you gotta look at them as like a longer term investment, like your money's kind of locked up a little bit there. That being said, though, this was the first time Pylon did one of these liquid pools, and I don't think they were quite ready because it was doing all right for a little while. Not too many people were talking about it. I heard about it from Seffy in one of his spaces. But it was doing all right, but once that Spec Vault launched, like the TVL started pouring in there. That's probably like a good chunk of that Pylon pool. But I think that worked out really well for Pylon. It definitely worked out really well for Nexus. And I think in the next implementation we see, which I believe they're going to be doing something with Angel, there's going to have to be like a governance vote passed to do more of these DP pools. But there is going to be more of them coming out. So like if you missed the first one, don't worry about it. And I absolutely expect them to be better prepared in these upcoming ones. The way it works is like there's a certain allotment of Psy rewards that can be paid out. And, you know, that's limited by the pool. And so the more people were in that pool, those rewards get cut more and more. And that's what brought that APY down so fast. Not just the more people, but the more capital that's in that pool. You know, it doesn't take much more than a few whales to start soaking up quite a few rewards. That's what's coming up with Spec, some huge things. And then there's some even bigger stuff that I'm not even really going to address here. I just I opened a Discord earlier. I'll probably start talking more frequently in Discord because a lot of the stuff, you know, I come across it. I want to talk about it. I'm not just going to put it out there on Twitter anymore. All right, there's a few more people. Anybody got any questions? We'll take questions one more time. I'm not going to...
Is there a Discord for Spectrum?
I don't think there's a Discord for Spectrum, but they have an official Telegram. If you go to their Twitter page, their Telegram's right there.
Yeah, I'm on there under a different name.
Yeah, I don't think they have a Discord. And they're pretty active in the Telegram, but I mean, well, if you've been in there, you've seen it. It's kind of like the Wild West in there. There are all sorts of crazy questions.
For sure.
All right, anyone else want to speak? Anyone else got any questions? All right, go ahead, Ryan.
Thanks, first of all. So I'm kind of new to Spectrum, just kind of first started dipping into that. And part of me is like, wow, why haven't I been doing this all along? Their returns just seem wildly higher than anybody else's with the auto compounding. But I'm curious, like I'm not able to see any like historic rates of like you see these crazy hundreds and 150s and 200s. Is there anybody who's tracking like how long those last? I mean, I know those can fluctuate pretty quickly when liquidity shows up. And I'm just kind of curious, like, you know how you kind of get a feel of the rhythm of something when you're watching it a lot? Like if I'm watching all the TerraSwap pools, I kind of get a sense for how frequently they fluctuate. And I don't get a sense yet of how quickly stuff changes over at Spectrum. So I'm just kind of curious if anyone else knows about that.
Yeah, you're right. It's kind of hard to track that sort of thing because it's basically, you know, whoever gets in the first is going to be getting the highest APR because, like, Spectrum doesn't really affect any of these rewards. I think all they really do is auto-compound hourly. So, like, you got your, like, the base protocol. Like, when Valkyrie launched, that was huge. I got in, like, in, like, the first few minutes, and it was, like, ridiculous, like, 120,000% APR. But, like, you know, by like, the minute, you could just, like, see it go, like, driving down. So it all kind of depends on, like, how many people are in there, how much money they dump in there, like, how much original APY, like, was being offered in the first place by, like, Valkyrie. And then what they eventually did was, like, block auto-compounding because, you know, that led to, like, a ton of dumping. It was a crazy situation because you were kind of incentivized to stay in the pool for a while just because the auto compounding was working at such a high rate. As like the price was plummeting, you were still like basically profiting or breaking even.
Yeah, and I like how they make it so easy to just enter with UST only. So I'm looking at potentially starting to push some stuff in there instead of going to Earn and let it soak there for, a few days, a few weeks until the rates maybe start to come down, and then pull it out as kind of, as a sort of a safe, potentially safe place to just store USD.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I have a good chunk of my, my Anchor Borrow cash in like the Spec LP pools. I got like the Spec LP. I've got a good chunk staked in Spec, and then I got like a Apple farm. So like you mentioned, like the rates compared to other auto compounders, and part of like the huge thing with that is like one of the only other auto compounder on Terra, I think, is Apollo, and they take like they work completely different. So like Apollo takes like 30% of the deposit fee, or 30%, and like it goes towards their war chest. So like a good chunk of the war rewards are going to the protocol for their war chest, and then you know they're paying you with like tokens, whereas like Spectrum kind of just takes what's already there and optimizes it. They're charging much lower fees, even with this newest poll that's going to pass, where those fees are going to go up. It's still going to be much lower than Apollo.
And okay, yeah, that was going to be my next question of like the differences between the two of them, because it wasn't super clear. But you're right, yeah, the war chest thing isn't, I don't know, super attractive to me just yet.
Yeah, so all right, simply because of how much Astro Apollo is generating, and the fact that the Astro tokens are gonna kind of be like the governance for Astroport, which is where like LPs run through, could be something to this war chest thing. I didn't catch all of their AMA earlier. They have some other stuff coming up, but they're kind of two different things, so I treat them differently, and I hold positions in both, but I'm definitely much heavier in Spectrum. I thought I saw someone else's hand go up. Did he leave? Someone else have a question?
Sorry, I'm still here. I guess I missed that.
Okay. Did you have anything else?
Oh, no. Sorry.
All right. Oh, there's Bill. What's up, Bill? You want to talk, Bill?
Well, I think there's definitely demand for data analytics for Terra. Like Ryan said about the historical data for APR on the pools, it would be really cool to see that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that would be interesting, and I'm sure if we bring it up in the Telegram, they would consider it. But like these guys are like, you know, just constantly shipping. Like I don't know what else they do. Like when you look at like other Terra protocols, especially like, you know, when you're watching the price of the token, it's like, I mean, come on, guys, like, you know, get on the boat. Don't just sink there. But yeah, I see Spectrum this year, like they're not going to be just an auto compounder. They're basically going to be like a overall Terra optimization protocol. Like they do that really well. Like take like Terra has some of like the best like money Legos you can get. Like we've built like a really nice DeFi system here, and these guys, this team Spectrum, has done a really good job of just like taking these tools they're given and figuring out like, you know, how can we make more of it, whether it's from the auto compounding, then with like the single sided staking with the B side DP pools, and now this stuff coming up with like the short farms and borrow farms. And there's gonna be other protocols utilizing Spectrum in the background, but you know, there'll be more on that later. All right, so I'll ask for questions again. Just wanna make sure I don't miss anybody. All good? All right, you guys, well, I'm going to wrap it up here. Go get myself a drink and go to bed. Good talking to you. Go Spec.
Thanks.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was a Spectrum Protocol Chit Chat hosted by Tatted Up Tech 13. This episode of The Ether could be brought to you by you. If you are a project and you want to support what we're doing here at TerraSpaces.org, Terra Public Radio, definitely get a hold of us. We could put that support to pretty good use. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Laying there at night while I'm counting sheep, brain on repeat, no amount of please, would you shut the fuck up, yo, I'm trying to sleep. Not till you write it down to remind your genius ass in the morning, when you wake up to realize it was nothing more than a weird dream. And you feel like everybody's on the tape, but things aren't always what they seem. What's real to me isn't real to you. Living this reality is barely new. And if you've seen this little feud, you'd be filling up your gas tanks too. We're living in a fucking simulation of a simulation. Don't look back or you'll get sucked into the miscommunication. All this dumb fucking ruckus, drink bleach here. Keep a tight demeanor and swing for the bleachers.
This ball is crushed.
I feel like I wanna kick the bucket over, spill the fun, release some of the means of hunting all these silly motherfuckers coming at us like we don't got a bunch of guns or something. These are fucked up times we're living in, and I don't need the judgment. Free the suffer, no need to suffer, the leaders busted. Freedom hunter, disagreements wander. Cold streets filled with screaming bottom feeders. Take me to your leaders, blasting propaganda through the speakers. So if you wanna build, let's build. But if you wanna steal, get buried in the field. Double duty at the Rockin' Rudy, coppin' fruity, not a newbie. Got the rubies hopful, looking like Chewbacca, threw me through the window. Fuckin' sue me, now I'm looking all hypnotic bougie with a bunch of suckers I went to school with who barely knew me. Students sitting here fucking clueless, looking at the next duck trying to see who the goose is. Should've paid more attention to the hole in the boat. Now tell me why y'all still vote.
Terror Spaces.